Welcome to Stats Unplugged. Today we're diving into one of the most powerful tools in statistics, correlation analysis. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to define what correlation is and what it tells us about two variables. Identify the functional form, strength, and direction of a relationship. Calculate correlation coefficients and interpret their meaning. Understand why correlation does not imply causation, even if two variables move together. Conduct a hypothesis test on correlation and evaluate statistical significance. What is correlation? Simply put, correlation measures how two variables co-vary. If one changes, does the other? And if so, how? For example, in Western gulls, does having a longer wing mean they also have a longer bill? That's a classic correlation question. But before jumping to conclusions, we need to analyze functional form. Is the relationship linear, curved, or more complex? Strength. Are data points tightly clustered or widely spread? Direction. Do both variables increase together? Positive correlation. Or does one decrease as the other increases? Negative correlation. The correlation coefficient, R. This magical number tells us both strength and direction. R equals 1. Perfect positive correlation. Variables rise together. R equals 1. Perfect negative correlation. One rises, the other falls. R equals 0. No correlation at all. Warning, a strong correlation doesn't mean one variable causes the other to change. Sometimes both could be influenced by a third factor, like genetics or environment in our gull example. Testing for correlation significance. We can test if a correlation is real or just random noise. Here's the process. One, state hypotheses. Null hypothesis. HLUO. No correlation exists in the population. Alternative hypothesis. H1. A non-zero correlation exists. Two, check assumptions. Are the variables quantitative? Is the relationship linear? Are there no extreme outliers skewing results? 3. Calculate the t-statistic based on the correlation coefficient. 4. Compare with critical values or compute a p-value. 5. Draw conclusions. If p, 0.01, we reject the null hypothesis and conclude there is a significant correlation. Example, Western gulls. With 247 gulls, we found R equals 0.37. Running a hypothesis test, we rejected the null hypothesis, p, 0.01. Conclusion, wing length and bill length are correlated, but not necessarily causally linked. Final takeaway, correlation analysis is a powerful tool, but must be used wisely. It helps us describe relationships, but we should always be careful not to assume cause and effect. Next time you hear about two things being correlated, ask yourself, is there a hidden factor at play? That's it for today's episode of Stats Unplugged. Thanks for listening, and see you next time for more data-driven discoveries.